In this week's Sense of Community series, we're looking at the state of civility in our community. In this morning's piece, we're talking to faith groups, asking how well we're doing at maintaining civility across religious lines. On the corner of Kimbrough and Walnut in downtown Springfield sits one of the city's oldest churches, Christ Episcopal Church. Inside, the Reverend Kenneth L. Chumbly, or Father Ken, as he's known, is delivering a sermon to his flock.
Jesus says that when a brother or sister, a member.
Father Ken has been here for nearly 22 years, and he says he'd rate the state of civility among Christian groups here in Springfield as good.
It's healthy. In my experience here, I can think of no occasion when Christians have been uncivil to one another. I think generally we treat one another very respectfully. I think we generally treat one another as children of God.
So to make sure we're all on the same page here, we should probably define what we mean by civility. The easiest way, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It defines civility as having a civilized conduct, courtesy, politeness. And that's generally easier to do when you see eye to eye with someone else, like being from the same faith background. Father Ken tells me he's long been involved in a local group called the Interfaith Alliance of the Ozarks.
On that group, Jennifer, we have Christians representing a variety of denominations. We have Jews, and we have Muslims. And we have very civil discussions. We're very respectful of one another and our traditions. We work together. And I think that group really is an example to the larger community that people of faith whose traditions differ one from the other can come together.
In a statement to KSMU earlier this year, the president of the local NAACP chapter, Cheryl Clay, said her office is seeing a significant uptick in verbal taunting and bullying of children from minority ethnic and religious groups. Father Ken says he himself has not witnessed such behavior, but he knows it's happening here and elsewhere and believes it's on the rise. Civility, he says, is all about the golden rule.
I want to speak to people as I would want people to speak to me.
Springfield is also home to the Council of Churches of the Ozarks, an organization with about 75 member churches and many more affiliate organizations, including Temple Israel and members of the Baha'i tradition. Mark Struckhoff, the executive director, says civility is warranted by many religious traditions.
Specifically, I think about Philippians chapter 2, where we're reminded to think of others as better than ourselves and to not try to dominate other people.
The Baha'i teachings encourage respect and equality among all humans. Surahs Al-Imran and Al-Ankabut in the Quran encourage Muslims to come to common terms with the Ahl al-Kitab, or people of the book, referring to the Jews and Christians of pre-Islamic Arabia. Many faith traditions and sacred texts extol the virtue of politeness and respect. And Struckhoff says having an organization whose mission is to help unify people who might otherwise not be at the same table makes a difference in a community.
So a community need like hunger, or a community need like finding ways to support foster families, or a community need like sheltering our homeless, those are things that create the occasion for people of faith from different denominations, even different faith traditions, to say, you know what, we really believe this is an important thing.
Council of Churches oversees programs like Crosslines, which serves the hungry in Greene County, and Safe to Sleep, which provides shelter for homeless women. Common goals like these require civility among members. Missouri State University recently hosted Dr. Eboo Patel as its featured public affairs speaker. He's the founder and president of Interfaith Youth Corps. His organization is trying to make interfaith cooperation a social norm in the U.S.
Frankly, I'm shocked by some of the rhetoric that's coming from high political office these days. It has been typically the case in America that our national elected leaders from George Washington on have been overt and explicit about welcoming religious diversity.
And it's worth noting, all people interviewed for this story said they believed that some elected leaders who serve as role models are inciting a lack of civility. I'm Jennifer Moore.